Today is election day for two runoff U.S. Senate races in the state of Georgia that will determine whether Republicans or Democrats control power in the U.S. Senate. Republican Senator David Perdue is facing a challenge from Democrat John Ossoff, while Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler is going up against Reverend Raphael Warnock, a Baptist minister. Polls ahead of election day indicate the two Democrats hold very slight edges in the contest, both of which were made necessary because none of the four candidates won a majority in the first round of voting in November. Voter turnout expected to be exceptionally high, with more than 3 million ballots already cast in early voting. Now, if today's election were not enough, tomorrow's counting of the Electoral College ballots in Congress is promising to be what we'll call a high-energy affair. Julie Walker has this from Associated Press.
Trump continues to push Republican lawmakers to reverse his loss to Joe Biden during tomorrow's joint session of Congress. At a rally in Georgia last night, Trump wound up his supporters.
They're not taking this White House. We're going to fight like hell.
He was there to campaign for this Senate race, but spent a lot of time repeating false claims.
That was a rigged election.
A claim rejected by election officials and the courts. Biden won the Electoral College 306 to 232, and Republicans likely don't have the numbers to contest it. A dozen in the Senate and more than 100 in the House say they plan to oppose. I'm Julie Walker.
Washington, D.C.'s Mayor Muriel Bowser urged calm yesterday as some 340 National Guard troops were being activated while the city prepares for potentially violent protests surrounding Congress's vote tomorrow. This is VOA News. If Vice President-elect Kamala Harris were concerned at all regarding any possible turmoil about the